Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about undescended testes. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/undescended testes or in the renal and urology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. The testes develop in the abdomen and then gradually migrate down through the inguinal canal and into the scrotum. They have normally reached the scrotum prior to birth. In about 5% of boys, the testes have not made it out of the abdomen by birth. At this point, they're called undescended testes. This is also known as cryptorchidism. The testes may be palpable in the inguinal canal, in the inguinal region, which is not technically classed as undescended, although they've not fully descended at that point. The longer the testes take to descend, the less likely it is that it will happen spontaneously. Undescended testes in older children or after puberty hold a higher risk of testicular torsion, infertility, and testicular cancer. There's a few risk factors to be aware of: family history of undescended testes, low birth weight, small for gestational age, prematurity, and maternal smoking during pregnancy. Let's talk about the management. Watchful waiting is appropriate in newborns. In most cases, the testes will descend in the first 3 to 6 months. If they've not descended by 6 months, they should be seen by a pediatric urologist. Orchidopexy, which is a surgical correction of undescended testes, should be carried out between 6 and 12 months if they've not descended by that point. Finally, let's talk about retractile testicles. It's normal in boys that have not reached puberty for the testes to move out of the scrotum and into the inguinal canal when it's cold or the cremasteric reflex is activated. This is described as retractile testicles and is considered a normal variant. It usually resolves as they go through puberty and the testes settle in the scrotum. Occasionally, they may fully retract or fail to descend and require surgical correction with orchidopexy. Thanks for listening to this episode on undescended testes. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on hypospadias.